Hello, everyone. It's Maureen McDowell with your monthly shot of poetry. I'm going to be reading a couple of poems from my upcoming book, Mending the Nets, and also some new poetry that will come out in the book after that. So I'm going to start with a poem about my grandmother. Her birthday would have been May 20th. I think she would have been over 100 years old. I'm pretty sure. She passed away at 94. And this is called My Grandmother's Perfume. My grandmother's perfume sat above the toilet in her black and white tile bathroom with its monogrammed hand towels. Today, the bottle shines on my dresser. I say good morning to grandmother as I fetch my clothes for the day. Sometimes I lift the orange flower lid from the golden bottle, Mariella Burani etched in black across its front. I hold it up to my nose, smell the tang mixed with baby powder, and cry. I have released grandma's spirit. She is here, deep in the room with me. I imagine her scenting herself for a night out on the town with my grandfather, her dressing drink of Dwars and water helping her slide into her party skin. And the next one I'm going to read is in honor of June 14th, and that's a very special day in our household. It's called Earth Mother. June 14th is your adoption day. I have curves for miles, birthing hips, breasts that are a warm home. Pregnancy was never an option. I was built for barrenness. This life wasn't about those 9 months. I wasn't meant to gestate another human. My child still found me. His soul knew he was to be mine, but the vehicle to get to me had to come from another. And this one, these are some new poems. They're still in the editing phase, but I just wanted to share them. I write in my journal, and I hear I'll be woken up in the middle of the night by the first line, and that is pretty much my writing practice, to be honest. And then I know enough to just chase it and see where it goes. And the editing process comes later, but this poem's called The Secret Garden. I don't think you ever really move on from a deep love, especially ones that introduce you to a new you, a new way to live. You place it somewhere inside your heart, within a blanket fort or a treehouse or a garden nook that you can visit once in a while whenever you're lonely. That way you can be reminded that you were once lovable, or you can revel in the comfort of knowing that you can return to being wide open with joy whenever the time to love comes again, because you have done it before, so it will feel comfortable, like coming home. And I have one more to share, and this one's called Kitchen Lover. Thank you for letting me cook for you, you say, as you check on the blueberry scones you made with almond flour so my gluten allergy won't get activated. You flip over an omelet with feta cheese because feta doesn't bother my stomach. Thank you for letting me cook for you, you say. I always thought that finding someone who could meet all my needs would be a miracle. It felt one-sided, that I was too needy. I never imagined that I would also be meeting your needs too. So that's all the poetry I have to share for this month, everyone. Happy June. I hope you're all staying hydrated and cool in this very warm Florida summer. And I wish you the happiest of everything. And please be well. And we'll see you again next month at Monthly Shot of Poetry.